beautiful lights. I am your host, Kimberly Barrett. Welcome to the Sharing Love and Light Show, Vibration and Consciousness on the Planet. I am a psychic medium, quantum energy healer, and intuitive coach here to help you experience light and love. On this show, I will help you tap into your personal power and shift your energy so you can step into your life's purpose and manifest your dreams. I believe that love is not a verb, it is a state of being. Stay with me for the next hour and unlock the quantum energy gifts that are already in you. You're listening to the Sharing Love and Light Show starting now. Hello, beautiful lights. Welcome to Transformation Talk Radio. You are listening to the Sharing Love and Light Show with me, Kimberly Barrett. Join me every first and third Tuesday, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, as we talk love and light, consciousness and vibration on the planet. If you're watching us on Facebook Live or YouTube, feel free to type in a comment or emoji to let us know you were here. And don't forget to like and subscribe. I actually really let go before this episode and set an intention for the next few episodes that I do to be me coming on individually and having some topics that come through that are pertinent to all of us in this current time space reality. So what I did was I put that out there and opened up to the intuition, and what I received were some really great topics from some of my listeners. So tonight's topic is a part of that, and I will be addressing those topics over the next few episodes. What I'm going to do is I am a psychic medium. That means that I also channel messages in from spirit. I've been known to bring in messages from angels, from just higher frequencies and vibration is what I call it. And also, I don't know if they're really like a fleet or a galactic fleet or something like that, but that's the nickname that I give my entourage, you know, the higher guidance that comes in for me. So we're going to have them come in and I will let go and tap into spirit tonight and channel in some messages. I have let my producer know that the phone lines are open. If you would like to join the conversation and ask some questions and see what answers come in, that phone number is 1-800-930-2819. So let's get started. The topic that came in was actually from someone that I absolutely love. She is the youngest in my dad's side of the family, and she listens to my show. And she sent me a message saying, you know, we talk about 5D consciousness and moving into this 5D and this new earth. What energies do we need to move into the 5D? And I thought that was just such a great topic. I have no idea what's going to come through. I know what I use in my own life, but I'm not 100% sure what guidance is going to come through for us. So I'm excited to get started. The first thing that I want to do, though, is talk about what is meant by 3D, 4D, and 5D consciousness when I talk about it. And I do kind of a preemptive that I am going to bring in some channeled messages. And if those messages are for you and they resonate with you, then they are meant for you. And I think that's absolutely wonderful. If they do not resonate with you, take what you like, leave the rest. There's plenty of other amazing shows on Transformation Talk Radio to listen to. I am guided to just let go, channel the message in for the listeners out there who really need the messages that are going to come through. And like I said, I had set that intention and let go for all of this to come through. Part of my understanding of energy and how everything really works is that there's actually no such thing as time. We created the time-space reality for whatever it is we're doing in this galaxy and in this kind of earth plane existence, however you want to look at it, that when you cross over to the other side of the veil, so to speak, time does not work in the same way that it works here. We're very linear. And I think about, if you really want to understand that, not to promote a TV show, but I know they did a good job of trying to explain it on Star Trek. And I believe it was, now I'm forgetting the name of it. It was the third Star Trek. So it was after Next Generation. And I'm totally spacing on the name of Star Trek now. I didn't follow my coaching and like type it out. So Deep Space Nine, that's the word I'm looking for. So on Star Trek Deep Space Nine, an early episode is where the captain of Deep Space Nine is trying to interact with these beings that do not have time, time, space, reality, that they do not function in that way. And he is trying to explain to them what human consciousness is and how we have this like past, present, and future in this linear consciousness. And I love the way the writers did it, because they kept asking him, if your whole purpose is to move forward in time and to learn from the past, then why do you live here? And they took him to a past trauma that he continued to replay and continued to live his life in the past instead of having learned from it and moving forward. So that is kind of my understanding of consciousness. Is here we are, these kind of conscious beings. We have this consciousness. We're awake. We're aware. We are aware that we exist. Some of us are not really that conscious most of the time. We're really running on what we call in mindfulness training, automatic pilot. You know, so we're not really awake and conscious. We're really living based on habits and not really paying attention and just kind of reactive behaviors and things like that. So with consciousness in 3D, my understanding, it's different than the three-dimension kind of reality that they talk about in quantum physics. When I'm talking 3D in consciousness, it's almost like a third density consciousness. That what we are aware of is our body. We're aware that we have a mind. We are aware that we have emotions. And when you're in third dimensional consciousness, you really believe a lot of what your mind says, right? Like you're very attached to your thoughts and your mind and very, very attached to your body, and your body is real. So birth and death means something different to someone who is in a third density consciousness. Third density is also a consciousness that includes lower frequencies like fear, guilt, shame, depression, resentment. I think of resentment different than just being in anger. Resentment's like replaying it, living a lot in the past or in the future, and yet not really having much power. Like you give your power away or you take power from others, because in third density consciousness, there's not really this understanding of ourselves as spiritual beings. Basically, you see yourself in third density consciousness, and I've lived this way before, and that's why I'm kind of channeling it in and also sharing it with certain words, very, very much to how I had lived for a long time in my life, where I really, for one thing, most of the time didn't even realize that I had a body. And when I did, it was something I suffered over. You know, with like pain and really like being a victim to the body. And then also with emotions that, you know, really toppled by the emotions and really I think you can be a little bit third density and have an understanding of kind of opposite to emotion and not acting out on all your emotions. And yet for a lot of people, when you're in third density consciousness, it's a very reactive state, which means that you're really not in awareness of the emotions and experiencing them in a detached viewpoint. So in other words, when you're in depression, you're like, you are depression. When you're in the anxiety, you like, you are anxiety. It's like everything's colored by whatever that is. Same thing with love and joy and excitement and things like that. I'm channeling this in, so I'm trying to make sure that it's coming in a way that makes some sense. So with 3D, imagine that it's a human being that really believes that either they are their body, their mind, their emotions, and there's nothing else. And then this world that we live in, where we like go to work, go to school, you know, you live, you die kind of mentality. So there's nothing more to life than just kind of the thoughts, the body, the feelings. And that's a lot of the kind of 3D understanding. My understanding is it's very much you're a human being, either just a human being just having a human experience, or you're a human being on the other end of it starting to understand that you're having spiritual experiences. So when you're starting to break free from third density and 3D consciousness, what you're doing is you're starting to recognize that, you know, there's more to this, that there's more to the world, that there must be something, there's something spiritual, there's got to be something spiritual. And then there's people that are taught that there really is something more spiritual, they just haven't quite fully connected with it yet, you know, that the spiritual is outside of them, that they're seeking for something that's outside of them in 3D rather than seeking for it from within. So that's kind of the understanding of 3D that comes through me. In 4D, I think of mindfulness, and I think of people who are starting to consciously wake up. And in 4D, you start to really understand in that fourth density that you have a body, you're not your body. So you understand you have a body and that you're not your body. So you start to become spirit, having a human experience is the way that they're saying it. So when you start to shift into this higher level of consciousness, you're starting to become consciously aware that you are spirit in some way. And as spirit, you're having a human experience. And that's where Marsha Linehan comes in with the understanding of the wise mind. Because in 4D, what's happening is you're stepping into this aspect of you that becomes consciously aware of your thoughts, of your body, and of your emotions. So you start to become aware that you are this spiritual being having this human experience. So I did want to channel in some of that. And when we get back, we'll talk a little bit more about 5D consciousness and the energies that we would need to move into that 5D consciousness so we can really see that new earth happening. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the 9 freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Gain clarity on what is currently happening in your life. Reveal how your past is influencing your life experience. When you find the answers you are most hungry for in your life, you will gain inner peace and outer abundance. Contact Robin Clare to create an achievable plan for your ultimate success at clarity.com. That's clarity.com.
Hi everyone, this is Courtney Cottrell, host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal? Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
Welcome back, beautiful lights. You're listening to the Sharing Love and Light Show with me, Kimberly Barrett. If you're watching us on Facebook Live or YouTube, please feel free to type in a comment or emoji just to let us know you're here. And don't forget to like and subscribe. Before we get back into this discussion, I want to remind everyone, I am so, so excited. I'm offering a free ebook about the 3 I's. So that's your intention, intuition, inspiration, and how to turn that into a tango dance of life. So you can access that through KimberlyLBarrett.com/ebook download. You can also get that off of my host page on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm also offering the 20% off all of my individual services. So that's intuitive services and mediumship services by using the code 20%, 20%, and all the links will be on the host page. So just to remind you, you can also reach me through my website, sharingloveandlightshow.com. So let's get back to this topic. I'm actually really excited, and I keep thinking about the person that reached out to me about this, you know, what energies we really need in order to move into this new earth and the 5D consciousness. And my understanding right now is being a spiritual being, having a human experience might not be so comfortable for most of us right now, because what's happening with a lot of us is that we are experiencing a lot of things. So we came here in this, you know, whatever you want to call it. Sometimes I call it like the human realm, or I'll use Abraham Hicks terms, kind of like the time-space reality. Other times I'll say, you know, we came to Earth school, you know, welcome to Earth school. Let's see how we're doing here. or, you know, the game of life, as Florence Shin called it. So we're here, we're living out this game of life. And once you learn the rules of the game of life, it gets a lot more fun. And I do have people that I know, and I am working my way toward being where they are. People that I know that really predominantly live their lives in this 5D consciousness. So in 4D, you're really waking up and starting to see that you are spirit, that you're having this human experience, that you can really live from your heart space. You're waking up to vibration and consciousness, and really starting to shift in the way that you live. And a lot of us also wake up to how in the present moment, trauma can come in and affect the present moment, and how to really begin to start to clear that stuff out. And we're going to talk about that in one of the episodes, is how to really, in your present moment, as you're in that awareness, when things come up, being able to navigate those. So I am going to do some channeling around that as well. We came here to experience this life. And then my understanding, take what you like, leave the rest. My understanding is that this whole planet and the Earth herself are all shifting into this higher level of consciousness, these higher vibrations, these higher frequencies, whatever that might mean for people. I actually get more and more excited as we move forward. The challenge I have is something that my friends have talked about, my friends and I, is how to navigate these current energies, right? As a human, or as a spiritual being having this human experience. In other words, if I just go into only being the human being, let me reframe that. If I just go into only being this spiritual being, I can go into meditation and I can kind of like leave this world, and I can get, you know, into certain states of meditation. I have friends of mine like Ah that I had on here that can go into different states of meditation. Well, we didn't come here to not be having this human experience. And so the human experience means that we're going to have these bodies, and we're going to be connected to the collective consciousness, and we are going to be interacting with each other energetically and co-creating energetically in this plane of experience. And so navigating that can be quite a challenge. To bring that back down to earth is what my guides are saying, is on a daily basis, we can get triggered. Triggered means that we can go into like fears and anxieties, and sometimes we can feel depressed, and other times, you know, we can get faced with patterns that we've had our whole lives that we're getting ready to let go of. And I'll give an example of that. I had a pattern my whole life of approval seeking and people pleasing. I learned that it was very, very, very important not to rock the boat and to keep the people around me happy, and at all costs, bend yourself into a pretzel to make everybody happy with you in order to survive, right? So I carried that forward with me in ways that are not healthy. I can't live and express myself authentically if I'm way overly concerned about what other people think of me. And the joke's on me with that, because most of the time, most people aren't even thinking of me, right? And I'll never forget my friend Beth, when she said to me, nobody's thinking of you the way you think they're thinking of you. And when I teach the intensive outpatient program for mental health, and I'm working with these women, Most of them come to that conclusion that although we care about other people, and I can care about what you think, it's not at the expense of me, not at the expense of me being able to live a healthy life and to be authentic and express myself in the way that I'm meant to be in alignment and express myself. So when that comes to a culmination, there might be a lot of things I'm facing as a human that are playing out in that way that I'm being challenged to do it differently. So a lot of people right now might be facing things that, you know, a lot of my friends are saying, I felt like I learned this lesson already and I'm being faced with it again. And it's sort of like, I think some people call it up-leveling. I'm being faced with that same thing again so that I can respond to it differently. When I responded in 3D, I didn't do well, right? I was very much bending myself into a pretzel and became very codependent. And I drank everything away so that I wouldn't have to feel, and I ate everything away so I wouldn't have to feel and wouldn't have to deal and that kind of stuff. And when I started to wake up consciously, I started to be able to see these patterns and discover, in what they talk about in dialectical behavioral therapy, is what's effective, what's ineffective, what's helpful, what's harmful. When you start to bring that level of awareness and mindfulness into it without judgment, then we're starting to see these patterns that we have. And what I've discovered, along with a lot of people in my life, is some of the patterns I learned just growing up, and some of the other patterns have you know, they're just stuff that's been sold to us, you know, for whatever reason. It's like, focus outside of yourself. And I laugh, I pick on commercials. So I apologize if I offend anyone for picking on commercials. But I was watching this commercial and it's like, you know, we know how to make you happy by selling you these cars, you know, and by doing a great job selling you these cars, and that's what's going to make you happy. And they put halos all over the cars. And that's that sort of, you know, any marketer knows that that's a way to get people focused on, you know, I'm lacking, and in order to be happy, it's outside of me. What happens in 4D and 5D consciousness, in 5D consciousness, you recognize that although it's nice to have things, I'm all about having certain comforts in life and things like that, it's that my spirit matters more and my alignment with spirit matters more. And my ability to respond instead of react matters more. And that my connection to the spiritual and being happy is not outside of me. I discovered that happiness is a choice that happens inside of me. And I know when I'm slipping out of the 5D, when I'm starting to look outside of me for that happiness rather than looking inside of me. So we are going to take another quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about my understanding of 5D consciousness. And I'm also going to try to channel some of that in as well and see if something else comes through. And then we will talk about what are some things that we need to do and some energies we need to tap into in order to move into 5D consciousness. And I'm excited about this because I feel like I need this topic just as much as everyone else. So I look forward to coming back and talking about this after this break.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Melissa Johnson is a certified life coach, author, speaker, and creator of WOW Ministries, Worship Over Worry, designed to give you the tools needed to live a life of purpose. You have a choice daily to worry about your life and give up the fight, or decide to worship God through your pain and triumph victoriously. Melissa Johnson offers a variety of books, curriculums, and programs to guide you through a self-discovery journey.
Book your consultation with Melissa Johnson today at WOWMinistriesLLC.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Take control over your future. I'm Lisa Belts, and I'm here to help you realize your true potential and become unshakable. Schedule a completely free introductory coaching session with me now to see for yourself how I work. Get the divine guidance that you need to transform your life for the better. Go to lisabelts.com and take that step towards transformation. That's LYSABELTZ.com.
And we're back. If you're listening, the phone lines are open. If you do want to join the conversation, it's 1-800-930-2819. If you're just coming on, you are listening to the Sharing Love and Light show, Consciousness and Vibration on the Planet on Transformation Talk Radio with me, Kimberly Barrett. If you're watching on Facebook Live or YouTube, feel free to type in a comment or emoji to let us know you are here. Shout out to Stella for typing in a comment. I know you're here, babe. And don't forget to like and subscribe. Before we get back to our discussion, I just want to remind everyone how to get in touch with me. And I can be reached through my website at sharingloveandlightshow.com. I'm offering a free ebook. Please get it. It's for free and it's an ebook. It's about the three I's: intention, intuition, inspiration, turning into a tango dance of life. That is KimberlyLBarrett.com/ebook download. And I'm also giving 20% off all my individual services by using the code 20%. So let's get back to this conversation, shall we? So we're talking about that 5D consciousness. And I wanted to let go and allow my guides to come in because I'm like, what does it really mean to be 5D? And they're like, for one thing, you come into this full awareness where you're living in the world, but you're not of this world. So in other words, you know, you have a body, you know, you have thoughts, and you know, you have emotions, and you're experiencing them. At the same time, you're in full awareness that your spirit having these human experiences. So you're really addressing it differently. You're really living your life very much fully present in the moment most of the time. When you're finding yourself in past thoughts and future thoughts, you're falling out of that 5D a little bit, right? Because in the 5D consciousness, from what I'm being told, is the majority of the time, not all the time, you are in your present now moment. Now, in your present now moment, you will receive what we call intuition. So in the present now moment, you might have intuition about next steps to take. That's different than the third dimensional living where you're in the what if catastrophes and you're worried about the future and that type of thing. And I know what that feels like to fall into the worrying about the future and afraid about what's going to happen. One of the downloads that I got about five density consciousness, when we start really living in that, is we're stepping out of survival consciousness. We're stepping out of that survival consciousness and into feeling safe, feeling guided, feeling cared for, trusting and allowing. It's a very different consciousness, and it's a living in like a completely different world. Imagine that if my core beliefs are all around survival, I'm not enough, there's not enough, there's lack, there's limitation, I need to protect myself, it's unsafe. And that's the consciousness that I'm carrying around the world. And what I, if we really are energy beings who are creating our realities, then that's what we're creating for ourselves. In the 4D, we start to become aware of what we're creating. And in that moment, we can actually let that go and start to move into that five-dimensional consciousness. In the 5D consciousness, it's trusting, it's allowing. We were just talking about when you get fully present in the moment, you trust and you're guided into the next actions. I recently had an experience where I really wasn't quite sure how I was going to pay rent, and they were talking about eviction notice and you know, just different things like that. And I had to really like step out of that 3D and into the 5D consciousness and really practice living in an energy of being fully present in the moment, releasing all that fear. And I had to consciously like ask my guides, you know, some of you have different words for it. There's many different paths. That's what happens in 5D consciousness. There's many different paths to get there. There's not just one way. And my path was the path of love and the path of, you know, having angels and guides that I could ask to have that fear removed. Some of my other friends call it saying the fear prayer, which is, please remove my fear and direct my attention, direct my consciousness to what you would have me be, right? Knowing that I'm guided, I'm trusting that the world is actually safe. And I'm releasing all of this training that I was given around it being unsafe. And I really see that as moving into 5D consciousness. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to have disagreements with people, that there's not going to be diversity, that there won't be some type of conflict and things like that. It's just we handle it different. I'm not going to be in the, they're showing me this triangle where in 3D consciousness, we fall into the victim, persecutor, rescuer triangle. And in 5D, you step out of that because you're only responsible for you, how you respond, and you can shift the energy at any time. My understanding of 5D consciousness is you start to understand yourself as spirit, as energy, and you start to understand the game of life, and you become more empowered, you become a lot more enlightened. And as you raise your energy vibration and your energy frequency, you start to see the world differently. And so I'm being guided. There was a man named Chuck Chamberlain, and he lived up in the higher hills of La Jolla Beach, I think it was, or Laguna Beach. And what he would talk about was when you're in lower consciousness and you're in fears and things like that, that you're down on the beach. All you can see is what you can see when you're standing in the sand. That's all you can see that's going on. As you move up the hill, you start to see more. So your consciousness expands and you start to see things clearer. And as you went up to where he lived, you could really see like the whole city, and you could see this like really expanded beach and the horizon, and probably even other kind of like islands out in the distance that you could see from where he lived. And he talked about how that's what levels of consciousness are like. I know that Ram Dass had spoken the same thing. He's the one that wrote the book Be Here Now. And then after his stroke, he wrote Still Here, right? And talked about living fully present in the moment while going through a stroke and allowing people to help you. And he talks also about different levels of consciousness. People that are in higher levels of consciousness, I don't need to explain a lot because you already know. And when you know, you know. And when you start to really know, the practice is trusting that you know. And we were talking about that with intuition, is when you get the intuition, when you're first starting to open up to your intuition and starting to practice trusting your intuition, there can be a lot of second guessing and a lot of sort of like, oh, is this really real? Do I follow that? What's really going on here? And that's okay. My guides are saying, be where you are, practice loving where you are, and practice this radical acceptance of where you are. And from there, you can start to really like identify that I'm not really upset with the person that's standing in front of me. What I'm really upset with is something that happened 20 years ago, that can happen. And we start to have that awareness. Or there's like the mirror effect where it's like that person's a mirror for me. And they're mirroring and showing me where my consciousness is. And I've played with this one quite a bit. When I was in a certain level of consciousness, most of the people around me were so mean. They were very verbally abusive. Life felt just really unsafe. And when I shifted into a higher level of consciousness, and even fast forward into a consciousness I carry most of the time today, I won't say all the time, most of the time today, I have experiences where my neighbors are all really nice to me. How did that happen? Where I go into the Walmart and I have like wonderful experiences in Walmart. I don't understand my friends that say that Walmart is so horrible. Not to, I'm not promoting shopping there because I know there's other problems behind it. My point is I have people talk all the time in the South about going into Walmart and having these horrible experiences. I don't. And it is because my level of consciousness shifted and my expectation of what I'm going to see in the world shifted. And what I'm looking for and experiencing are love-filled experiences. And so that's what I get. Now, there's other areas of my life where I haven't fully healed yet, and I'm still getting, 3D things from it, which is I'll fall into fears or I'll get triggered. And I'm still working by using that mindfulness in the 4D to get to that 5D consciousness. So 5D consciousness, to wrap it up before we go on break, is really where you're living way more in the now. You've released the survival consciousness and you're stepping into what's beginning to become oneness consciousness, that you're not just aware that you're spirit, you're also aware that you're connected to everyone and everything. It's a very different level of consciousness to be in. You also become aware of your own spirit within you. And from there, you become aware of your own personal power and your own connectedness. So you have this level of empowerment, this sovereignty, and this freedom. You start to step out of certain limitations and beliefs. And, it's sort of like one of my favorite coaches, I'll call her out right now, is Mandy Morris. And she talks a lot about, getting to a place where you really don't get triggered much. There's not much there to trigger. that you're moving into this new earth. Imagine if more people became that way, if it wasn't just one person, if it was, you know, a whole population of people that were living on that level. So when we come back from break, we're going to talk about that.
Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Velara company. I've been using the Velara company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday each month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within. Visit InspiredWisdomCoaching.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Are you wanting more for your life? Are you ready to create your life with confidence and contribution? We all have a gift to give to the world. Becoming you is that gift. In order to truly live your life, you have to become you on purpose and with intention. Leah Rowling supports you in becoming you using the Be Method, consistently producing results for hundreds of entrepreneurs and business owners. For more information, visit LeahRowling.com.
Welcome back, beautiful lights. You're listening to the Sharing Love and Light Show with me, Kimberly Barrett, on Transformation Talk Radio. If you're watching us on Facebook Live or YouTube, feel free to type in a comment or emoji just to let us know you're here. And don't forget to like and subscribe. Before we get back, I want to remind all of you how to get in touch with me. You can reach me through my website. It's Sharing Love and Light Show. Don't forget to put the show part on it, sharingloveandlightshow.com. I'm offering a free ebook about the three I's. You can access that through KimberlyLBarrett.com/ebook download. And I'm giving 20% off to all my listeners for any of my individual services. If you want intuitive guidance, if you want a mediumship read or intuitive coaching, you can use the code 20%, 20%. So I'm so excited to come back. We have limited time for me to wrap this up, but I've been practicing. This is my level of awareness. Whenever I say, but, I remember in the English language that negates what you just said. So for me, 5D consciousness is starting to shift the way we talk, the way we think, the way we do things into higher vibrations. But to wrap up with 5D consciousness, we're really moving into being fully present in the moment, to be much more empowered in our own spirit, and knowing that we are co-creating with the universe. So being empowered to create the life of your dreams, knowing that everything is energy. I also have moments in 5D where I realize that none of this is real, that this is the game of life, that this is like a school that we're doing, that this is, I think Course in Miracles talks about it's all an illusion, you know, and that we're here to teach and learn and love and be loved and all of those type of things. We're here to expand. So we're expanding the consciousness on the planet. And all of us are part of that. And I love my producer because we were also talking about, we can really fall back into that 3D. And someone asked me, you know, what are the energies I need to be into to move into 5D consciousness? Well, if I'm fully in 3D, then I'm not in awareness at all. I'm falling back into not being in awareness. I'm like asleep to myself. I'm totally reactive. I'm in complete unawareness, you know, those type of things. 4D is like an avenue to get into your 5D consciousness. So 4D to me, that fourth density is that energy where I'm bringing awareness. And it's like a friend of mine, Mary, says to me, awareness is not always comfortable because I'm fully aware that I'm in food addiction again, or I'm fully aware that I'm being reactive, or I'm fully aware that I'm playing victim. It's the awareness without judgment and that acceptance of self and that compassion towards self. Those are the tools and the energies that will help you move into that 5D consciousness. It's starting to be able to experience the emotions, re-feel them, heal them, and release them that makes a difference. It's while we're waking up, we wake up to our intuition, we wake up to energies, we wake up to whatever it is we are meant to wake up to. I know what Kimberly is meant to wake up to. You've got to find out what you're meant to wake up to. And we start to wake up in this way. It's moving us toward that 5D consciousness. And once you're there, you're not in victim, persecutor, rescuer. So when other people are in their 3D, it's not affecting you anymore. You can love them where they are. You're in full awareness and have healthy boundaries. You know how to navigate the energy without, you know, something that coach, she's a wonderful energy coach. Her name's Mandy Morris, if you want to look her up. She talks a lot about with the energies. When you just, you know, your best energy to be in individually to move into the new earth is to bring in that awareness, do it without judgment, practice radically accepting yourself where you are, which all my friends last night told me to take my own medicine. So I have to do this too. I get to do this too. You know, where you start to really shift into waking up and owning your own stuff and recognizing that the journey is within, that, you know, it's really for all of us collectively to move into the new earth. It's for each individual to begin their own awakening. And there's no one right way to do that. My offering that's coming through me is to really start to let go, get into the present moment, allow yourself some grace, have some self-compassion is huge, and start to just awaken to these things. And eventually you can really, like, no matter how bad it gets or no matter how bad you're acting, or, you know, especially when other people aren't acting right, it's like start to be on to yourself and see that maybe you're in that victim, rescuer, triangle thing again. Victim, rescuer, persecutor triangle again, and have some compassion toward yourself for what my friend told me today is for being a human being and having this human experience. And eventually you'll wake up enough where over time you won't want to do that anymore. And it's having that 4D gentleness as you go through it. You also wake up to having spirit guides and angels and support on the other side. You know, some people call it God and Allah and Jesus and whatever it is that supports you, that you have that support from the other side that you can connect in with and that will guide you and help you. Remember that when you're leaving 3D, you're recognizing that there's more to this and that you have spirit and that you can tap in. And that, and I quote that wonderful man, Chuck Chamberlain, that, you know, he said it as, God is within you, seek not for it elsewhere. And that it's conscious separation from, we have this conscious separation from the truth and from that spirit, whatever that means to you. And what you're shifting into is the conscious awareness of and the conscious contact with spirit. And that's what we're working toward. So whatever's going to help you get to that conscious contact with, my guides are saying, and be gentle with yourselves around it. Some of you are so hard on yourselves that that's the pattern that's getting in the way of getting to that 5D, is just being so hard on yourself and all or nothing and having to be perfect. It's like, no, stop that right now. Give yourself some compassion. So we are out of time. I'm going to wrap it up by saying, remember, love is not a verb. It is actually a state of being. Love is an energy. We can set our intention to tap into that love energy. Love is also a level of consciousness we can move into, that divine love energy, oneness consciousness. So join me every first and third Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio for sharing love and light, vibration and consciousness on the planet. Thank you for letting me channel. Thanks for tuning in to the Sharing Love and Light Show, Vibration and Consciousness on the Planet, with me, Kimberly Barrett. Remember, love is not a verb. It is a state of mind. You've spent the last hour experiencing love and light and tapping into the quantum energy that already exists in you. But the journey doesn't stop here. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio, as we continue exploring the energetic shifts happening in and around us. With love and light, see you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.